Chapter 21, A Song of the Glorious Past. Surely it is a good thing for a nation to be proud of its past. To feel that God was the founder of its life and glory is to have a great hold in times of distress. The sense that the God who guided Washington is still with us has given courage to many a leader in our own American life. Habakkuk was living in a day when men needed such a faith in the glorious past. If they could be sure that Jehovah had really led them in the days of their national beginnings, they could trust him still in the midst of trouble. Of course, a mere looking back to the good old times is of no value, but a vision of a great manifestation of God in the past may help to carry one through a time of gloom. It is such a vision that Habakkuk had and expressed in a beautiful hymn. The song begins plaintively recalling the past and praying for a new revelation of God's grace. O Jehovah, I have heard the report of thee and am afraid. O Jehovah, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. Then the singer thinks of the glorious days of the Exodus and of the history of Israel in Sinai. He pictures God coming from the southern desert. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise, and his brightness was as the light. He had rays coming forth from his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. The terrible might of the Lord is shown in the mighty movements of nature. Before him went the pestilence, and fiery bolts went forth at his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the eternal mountains were scattered. The everlasting hills did bow. His goings were as of old. How well it is remembered that the tent-dwelling tribes of the wilderness were overthrown before the advancing might of Israel under her divine protector. In a day when Israel was always suffering defeat, it was comforting to remember this. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction. The curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. The most wonderful manifestation of natural power in the desert is the storm. It was the thunderings and lightnings of Mount Sinai that had impressed Israel of old. So our prophet has a fine description of the storm. The waters lashed into fury, the clouds as the hurrying chariots of God, the very mountains seeming to shrink before the fury of the tempest, the manifestation of divine power. Was Jehovah displeased with the rivers? Was thine anger against the rivers, or thy wrath against the sea, that thou didst ride upon thy horses, upon thy chariots of salvation? Thy bow was made quite bare. The oaths to the tribes were a sure word. Thou didst cleave the earth with rivers. The mountains saw thee and were afraid. The tempest of waters passed by. The deep uttered its voice and lifted up its hands on high. But the poet means all this picture of divine grandeur to be a reminder of God's help in national need. It was not mountains that were overthrown, but hostile nations. In a splendid passage, he describes the might of God, whose arrows and flashing spear were the lightning. The enemy in those days came up as a whirlwind to destroy, but they found God ready to save his people. The sun and moon stood still in their habitation, at the light of thine arrows as they went, at the shining of thy glittering spear. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the nations in anger. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, for the salvation of thine anointed. Thou woundest the head out of the house of the wicked man, laying bare the foundation even unto the neck. Thou didst pierce with his own staves the head of his warriors. They came as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their rejoicing was as to devour the poor secretly. Thou didst tread the sea with thy horses, the heap of mighty waters. But all that glory is past. The poet feels the thrill of it, and yet of what avail in his sad day shall it be? He has heard of the great days of old, but now he is obliged to await quietly the coming of an enemy who shall not be vanquished as the old desert enemies were. He trembles at the thought. I heard, and my body trembled. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entereth into my bones, and I tremble in my place, because I must wait quietly for the day of trouble, for the coming up of the people that invadeth us. But Habakkuk does not despair. He is sure that such a God as cared for the fathers can be trusted. Even if trouble should come, it would not show that God had failed them. The prophet leaps into a noble faith. Prosperity is not the sign of God's favor. He can be trusted even in famine and trouble. He closes his song with a burst of faith that is one of the finest lyric strains that ever came from Israel's singers. For though the fig tree shall not flourish, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no food, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in Jehovah. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Jehovah, the Lord, is my strength, and he maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and will make me to walk upon my high places. In the dark days that were to come upon the people of Judah, such a joyous note of exultant faith as this was greatly needed. To be able to look back upon the past and see God's mighty movements, and then be sure that through all seeming failure, God is still protector and guide, and to have faith that the outcome must be good, and that he will make me to walk on the heights, that is real religious faith. As we look over the whole book of Habakkuk, we see a noble progress of thought. He begins with a deep experience of doubt. Why should Jehovah allow one tyrant to ravage Israel and then give relief only by allowing another tyrant to overthrow both? He is brought to feel that the future belongs to the people who will build their national structure upon justice and right. This leads him to turn upon the robber nations with his taunting riddles. They think they are prospering through bloodshed and plunder, but they are doomed to destruction through their own evil. Then the heart goes back with longing to the glorious days when God led his people so mightily, and a certain fear comes upon the prophet because his own time is so different from those glorious days. But faith triumphs over fear. The God of righteousness is ruling, and even if trouble and distress come, he can be trusted to bring out all well in his own good time. We may well believe that there were faithful souls in Judah who were greatly comforted by these good words.